I'm here with Catherine Hurst and the cast of As Is. So we've got a guest interview from Catherine here. So over to you, Catherine.
Thank you very much, Paul. I am with Simon Nader, who plays Brother and Others, which I thought was quite cool. And can you remind me?
Carl Mercer.
Who plays?
Pat and Others.
So, chaps, is this the first outing of your company at the Fringe with this production?
This is the first production for Mice on a Beam company, and first time our director Miller has directed in Edinburgh. She's done quite a bit in London, and this is the largest show I think she's done so far.
Why do you think she chose As Is? Why do you think she felt that it was relevant to a contemporary audience nowadays, considering the epidemic and the craziness happened a while ago? Why do you think it will resonate now for a contemporary audience in Edinburgh?
Well, it was the 30th anniversary of the play this year, in fact. But it's, though a political play, it's more of a love story, and love stories don't really date, do they? Romeo and Juliet hasn't dated. And so though some of the jokes aren't quite as relevant, the story is, and AIDS is still rife, it's still about, and it's not going away. So, yeah, I'd say it's still very relevant. That's probably why she chose it.
So how did she find you guys as a company? Was it a case of auditions, or was it a case that you guys work together and collaborate together regularly? How did you all come together as a group?
Speaking for myself, I was invited to audition and was cast there. I think some of the other people may have known Miller before, but I believe everyone still had to go through the process of audition, so we wouldn't stab her with sharp things if she'd already offered big roles to people. So I think it was an open casting process, but she did know a couple of the cast from working with them at Central, where some of the cast trained very recently.
What kind of responses have you had from audiences so far? Anything surprising? Anything that you're thinking, yeah, I'm really happy with that? Sort of general responses have you found for the work?
A lot of people are surprised about how funny the play is, because you hear AIDS and you think, oh, that's dark and terrible. But you get a lot of gallows humour within the play, and so people come to us and say, I'm surprised about how funny they are. They find the play. And also about how moved they've been. We had a bloke just in the show just then that stood up and was crying at the end, and it was lovely to have that. Actually, I was surprised that anyone that it affected him so much. So, yeah.
So, if the audience take anything away from it, what, as an actor, what would make you go, yes, that was a success for me because they felt this, or they are now doing that as a result of it? What response do you think you would make it a success for you?
Personally, I think that I would love it if they were moved by the story and it being a romance. We've done a lot of cast discussion about the fact it is, yes, it's marketed as a gay play, but I would hope that people that maybe were expecting something different were as moved as if they had said, I mean, you referenced Romeo and Juliet earlier, but if they'd seen something that was just a regular love story without that added element of it's labelled a gay play, because it's not really just about that. It happens to have a gay couple as the main couple, but it's, as Carl was saying, it's just a universal thing that people can connect to. So I would hope that they were moved and they were entertained, and we didn't hit them over the head. We tried very hard not to do to make it heavy because of the subject matter. So hopefully people have learnt a little bit and also just had a human response.
You described not hitting people over the head with it. I think that's very much a case when you see the style of the play, the way it's put together. It's quite highly stylized. Do you want to just talk about the way it's been put together, the way it's structured? So when an audience comes to watch it, what is it they're seeing that makes it not just banging them over the head about AIDS? What is it that makes it different in terms of its structure, its style?
I think it's because the play is very fragmentary, and it's very fragmentary in its nature anyway. Because you're getting to see the love story from lots of different perspectives.
So it's multi-rolling has been an essential element of our work in the rehearsal room. We were very lucky, actually. We had a lovely guy called Ezra, who's the head of movement at somewhere huge in, is it UCLA? Somewhere huge in, we paid that much attention, we know exactly where he's from. He's American, California. He's doing a show called Flight. He came in very late, actually, to give us some laser nipples, which we used to point around the stage. Just things to make our movement very dynamic. All right, well, maybe I added the laser nipples, but it was actually, you use a laser from your heart or from your stomach or from your head or from your chin just to get a dynamism of movement, just an added element to the other things like moving as a particular animal or moving with different parts of your body that we're all used to. So we have worked very hard on trying to get defined characters for everything, and the snap in, snaps out, and the fact that we've got a lot of multimedia in the production as well means it's been complicated to work through, but hopefully it's not about that. It enhances the experience.
Where did you get all the images from? Are they from the original play at all? All the images that you use in the projections? Because everything, the way the story seems to run is that it's interspersed with, you've got a scene and then you've got video projection or newsreels and footage that go along with it. Do you know where those came from, or is that always been in the play?
That was all brought in by Miller's father, who's actually a very, very well-known graphic designer. So he works with the BBC and lots of other companies. So actually, we didn't really get much pre-warning, did we? No.
Just a few more couple of questions. Are the cast all English? Because when he spoke at the end, he was American. So was that a choice just to get a mixture between American actors, English actors? Was that a conscious choice? Is it just a nice coincidence? Is she American, the director?
Miller isn't American, no. I think it was just happenstance and luck that when the auditions came, we're all from different parts. So I'm from Lancashire, and we've got a lot of people from London. A lot of our cast are from North America, so we've got the lead, Blake, he's from Texas, but Joey, he plays the other lead, Saul, he's not, he's from London, born and raised. We've got some people from Kentucky and also from Canada, so it's just sort of happened to mesh together, a melting pot, a bit like America.
Okay, so quick question, and then I'll hand you back over. It's the dreaded flyering on the mile, or not the mile, but so outside assembly, shall we say, or around that kind of place area, and you're trying to get your targeted demographic in with those pithy one-liners. What are the one-liners, or the way, how do you sell the show to that audience member walking past? What do you say to try and grab them in and get them to come and see it?
Come and see my laser nipples. No. Generally, we've been talking about the fact that it was a massive Broadway smash. So we've been saying it's the first, and it's true, the first major play to be written about AIDS. It's from 1985. Tony Award winning when it was in New York as well. It's had several runs there. We speak also just about the fact that it's a universal story, and because we're benefiting Waverley Care, which is an AIDS-based charity here in Edinburgh, who are actually very accommodating. We went and we talked to a few of the people there, which was great. Also very, obviously, very moving. But we use that as well, and we've got the tartan AIDS ribbon, which is the symbol of Waverley Care, so see people wearing them and support them. We talk about all that, and hopefully not have to sell it much more than that.
Wonderful, Simon. Thank you very, very much. And Carl, I appreciate your time and good luck with As Is. It was a really moving play and I wish you all the best for it.
Thank you, Catherine.
And yeah, thanks to Catherine Hurst for being our guest interviewer, and other parts, for example, the part of the person interrupting by delivering a bacon roll were played by members of the venue.